Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu with the Neutral Evil Pantheon. This time we're going to talk about Finris Cool, the Breaker, Lord of the Burning Throne, God of Destruction, Evil, and Trickery. His worshippers are madmen, suicidal fanatics, and others. Alignment, neutral evil. Domains, destruction, evil, strength, and trickery. Subdomains, demon, ferocity, rage, and thievery. Favored weapon is a battle axe. Favored animal is a vulture. The birth or origin story of Finris Cool dates back to the Great Purge, which was a cataclysmic event of the destruction of gods across the multiverse. This happened, obviously, a long, long time ago. But the nullifying energy that was the Great Purge, you know, this destruction, this making of things exist no more, gave birth, ironically, to a neutral evil god called Finris Cool, who fed on the breaking of reality and emerged stronger for it. So Finris is one of the strongest and most powerful of the new gods. His constant journey to bring about another purge is what he and his followers work towards all the time. And possibly the only reason that he's not been able to bring about the ultimate purge, the end of everything, is because he has been delighting so much in the natural destructive forces at play within the mortal realm. So he likes looking down upon the world and seeing how people are destroying each other all the time. He takes great pleasure in that. Now, Finris is not trusted among most humans, much less among the gods. The gods know that he is the symbol of the end times, and that his destiny is to complete his throne from the bones and the remnants of the world and set it ablaze at the end of all things. And his faithful servants, his acolytes in the world, tell others that Finris Cool himself embraces his own end with no less delight than the end of everything else. His churches are only built, like if it's a proper temple, it is only built upon the ashes and the remains of other temples and cathedrals that were once devoted to other gods and goddesses. Otherwise, you might see a shrine to Finris Cool that is also a funeral pyre. Funeral pyres often become shrines to Finris Cool, whether or not the people being mourned know it or not. The most holy nights for followers of Finris Cool are those of the new moon. It is believed that this symbolizes the world being consumed in the fires of destruction. A common ritual on a new moon night is arson, targeting temples and shrines to other gods, sacrificial offerings of livestock, art objects, and sometimes human lives. And they're all piled into a grand sort of throne of wood and wicker, and then set ablaze. Clerics of Finris Cool seek to purify the world by visiting destruction upon it. In another paradox that exemplifies Finris Cool, aboriginal people of your setting resent the intrusion of the new gods, so they actually support Finris Cool because they see him as being a liberator of sorts, or at least the Reckoning. Now, not all Finris Cool followers go around killing and burning things all the time. Sometimes they're a little bit more deceptive, and they infiltrate organized society and try to destroy it from within. That's not to say that Finris Cool is afraid to use overt tactics. He certainly does encourage his followers to go to war, to participate in various forms of violence. And they do it pretty well. When preparing for battle, fanatical followers of Finris Cool, if they are powerful enough to do this, set themselves alight using protective magic to maximize their ability to do harm to others. Spell preparation rituals involve a ceremony called the Breaking, which is a religious trait which we'll cover momentarily. So clerics of Finrus Cole will practice the Breaking as a nightly ritual, and essentially it's just destroying something that someone else has made, or something that was created in general. So it could be livestock, it could be human, but it could be something else. It could be art objects, or totems, or religious symbols of someone else, you know, whatever. And you can break them with either weapon, by hand, or by fire. Fire is popular. Sincerity being the key element here. You can't, for instance, just break a tree branch and call it the ritual. It needs to be something that you that has meaning, and something that you break, and that it that there's significance being broken here. And it all ties into this belief that Finrus Cole feeds from the breaking of all things. So here's the religious traits that a follower of Finrus Cole would inherit. The Burning Throne. As a devotee of the destruction of all things, it is your fate to see the end of days and the end of gods. You gain a +1 trait bonus on saves against divine magic. And then there's the Breaker. You may tap the inner strength granted to you by your faith to receive a +2 trait bonus on strength checks made to break things, as well as a +1 trait bonus to combat maneuver bonus when attempting to sunder a shield. And that's everything on Finrus Cole. So Finrus Cole is a pretty interesting guy, I think. He's quite destructive, as you can tell, and he is destructive for the sake of being destructive. I mean, he is a neutral evil god, so it's not like he's taking sides. He just really does want, as they say, to watch the world burn. Although I guess it goes beyond that. He wants to really stoke the fire that is burning the world. This is a pretty scary type of evil, I think, because it is so self-destructive. I mean, it's difficult. If this is your big bad and he has a death wish, then if your players kill him, he wins. And if they don't kill him, then they don't feel like they've won. So it's this weird kind of thought-provoking ending that maybe makes people think about motivations and what people are doing and why they are being fanatics about something. And you know, it's definitely, and there are obviously huge things that can relate to this in the real world. So if your campaign is trying to draw any parallels to real life, this one has an awful lot of people out there really in a way following after this ideal. I would argue Finrus Cole would have a lot of followers were he to show up in some of the major superpower countries in the world today. But maybe that's overthinking it. If your fantasy tends to be a little bit more fantastical and less drawing parallels to the real world, then I think the let's call it the comic book version of this would simply be that these followers of Finrus Cole are perfect. They're really just cannon fodder for you as a GM. You can throw them into a plot, into a scenario. They can be tangential to the plot. They don't even have to be involved, really. All people need to know is that, hey, these guys are fanatics, they're Finrus Cole followers, and they're going to wreak havoc. They don't need to know why you're here, what you're doing, they don't need to care. All we need to know is that they're crazy people and want to bring about destruction. So it's really sort of simple third-party mechanics that you can toss into a scenario just to kind of confuse things and make things suddenly more exciting without ever having to justify why they showed up, where they come from, what their goal was, because we all know their goal. They're Finrus Cole fanatics. So that's everything I've got on Finrus Cole. Hopefully you learned something from this one. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.